I can say that we are a post-conflict country. And as a matter of fact, there are still areas of the country where fighting is still going on. And it may be possible that soldiers or combatants in this area are still nervous with the people like human rights reporters. So it may happen that in some instances, these human rights campaigners have been threatened. But what does not exist is a deliberate government policy to threaten or to annoy or to intimidate human rights campaigners. The president has said time and again that the country is moving definitely towards democracy, and people like human rights campaigners are welcome to work freely in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Ambassador Kikaya, is the government going to take an initiative by conducting an inquiry into this particular report?
Of course, since it's a UN report, and I assume that the United Nations do not publish reports haphazardly. If there are instances where people who work for the government have been, threatening or intimidating human rights activists in the country, there will be an investigation, and those who will be found guilty will be punished. I can assure you of that.
Well, Ambassador Kikaya, will your government institute a situation where human rights campaigners that supposedly have been threatened would have a conducive environment to work?
Absolutely. What we ask some of foreigners or even local human rights activists is to come and identify themselves with the Ministry of Interior so that we know who they are and we know what they're doing. And if they have to go to volatile places like the Kivus, where fighting is still going on, where, as I said, soldiers may still be nervous because of the war situation there, they can be protected by the government. But what happens most of the time is that human rights campaigners and activists come to the country, and without identifying themselves with the Ministry of Interior, they go straight to places where their security cannot be protected. But if they do follow the laws of the country, come and register with the Minister of the Interior, I can assure you that the government will definitely protect them and will make sure that they conduct their business freely.
There have been instances where some parts of the country have not been particularly conducive for even residents. Specific examples are the North Kivu province areas. The government has been engaging in negotiations with the rebels. How successful has this been, and how soon do you think the situation will be brought under control?
Well, I think that the government has been successful in meeting the demands of the people of North Kivu in terms of bringing peace and stability to the province. You may remember that the president himself was in line, first line of those negotiations with the Operation Kimia. He went to Goma and stayed there and conducted the negotiations himself. We have engaged in a very, very high-level diplomacy with Rwanda, which is a country which is involved also in the conflict in North Kivu. As you may remember, that some of the people who committed the genocide in 1994 in Rwanda are roaming around the forests of North Kivu. And together, Rwanda and Congo have engaged in serious military operations to put an end to the instability in the province. And today, I think those efforts are bearing fruit in terms of peace and stability in North Kivu.